Welcome back to Sports Day. The Harcourt's open line is 13 13 32 if you'd like to give us a call. But we can now go up to Queensland, where the coach of the West Coast Eagles, despite their poor start to the season, has been very good to us on this program. And we welcome back Adam Simpson. Simmo, how are you coping? Welcome to the show.
Good evening, boys. Yeah. No, there's been plenty of good times. And at the moment, not in a good time. We're in a bit of a pit, so we've got to try and get out of it.
It's going to be an interesting chapter in the book, Simmo, writing about this particular season. Right now, hopefully, there's a better outcomes to follow what has been a struggle at the start.
Yeah, look, we haven't been anywhere near our best. And, you know, there's absolutely no reason why we can't play our best footy. The environment's pretty good up here. Well, obviously, the family not being around is one thing, but there's no excuses with the facility and the environment and our training standards and all those things are positive, that we're just not delivering on game day. So, yeah, we're trying to work through it, and the only way we can is to work hard.
Just had a few bad games, Simo. Just in terms of trying to get the starting button or the stimulus to actually build you a better performance on, where were you starting?
Well, we start, I suppose, with the honesty and just where we're really at is the first thing we did. And we had a really good conversation yesterday with a game review, showed the vision, showed the realities. And you would have done that over the time, Lee. It's just, this is it. This is the way it is. And if we don't get this right, we won't win. So there's that. There's the inability to play four quarters at the moment is probably the biggest concern, and what's presenting our players with some of the data with their GPS running. And yeah, so we just got to get that right. That's not there at the moment. And the broad sense, but there's some specifics that I won't go into on the phone, but we're working pretty hard on all areas.
Well, a specific that I will go to, just as the stat sheet from last week, you had 36 tackles, which seems like a low defensive sort of tackling effort. I mean, normally the go-to is to get your defensive game right to build your offence up. So is that really the starting point as a specific?
Yeah, that's sometimes that's a really good indicator, and sometimes it's not reflective at all. I mean, if you've got the ball and the ball's in your half and you're in, you know, a pretty good space with your field position, then perhaps you're having less tackles. But there's no excuses for us at the moment. We're chasing backside. So, yeah, the contest is a real issue for us at the moment, Lee, and that's something that we've got to really hone in on what's happening and how we can improve that over four quarters. Cause I see glimpses of it, but really not to the standard that we need to win games.
Yeah, well, I thought there were some major signs of improvement for a period on the match, and then all of a sudden it filtered out or petered out. But can I ask you about the living environment, Simo? There's not a lot of guys who don't live in New South Wales and or Queensland get to experience not being in a bubble-like environment that you have grown up in here in Melbourne. And when you went over to the West, it's very much the same. The talk is always about football. I know you're living in an isolation-type scenario, but there wouldn't be the constant stimulus, I suspect, unless they're on their phone doing football research all the time about football and about being near the bottom of the ladder and about not performing at their best. Do you feel as if that has an impact on a poor performance?
It's a good question. I mean, it's no doubt it's different here. You can understand with, some players who play interstate, sometimes, the pressure of performance might not be as real 24 hours a day, because I'll tell you, I can only imagine what's going on back at Perth at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think our players are accustomed to that, and dealing with those pressures is another level, which, for the most part, our players have embraced. And, pressure's a privilege, and I think we've handled it pretty well over the years. To be a little bit removed from that here, it's a fair statement. It's just reality. But you'd hate to think that's the reason why we're not responding, because we're not reading the press as much. But, it's difficult to get a read on some of those things. It's a different environment. They're definitely getting plenty of pressure from the coaches, from the senior coach. So reality is there, and we do understand where we're at. We're just trying to work our way out of it.
Adam, when teams struggle, a lot of coaches talk about going back to the basics and going back to the fundamentals. What are the fundamentals of the West Coast Eagles?
Well, they're no different than the fundamentals of any other team, really. That's what fundamentals are so simple to train. So that's a pretty basic way of looking at things. And, you know, no doubt we've reviewed our program and an itinerary and how we go about doing extras and our cardio and all those type of things. And whilst we're doing that, we're also trying to adhere to the protocols, and we're living in the football club, so to speak. It's our home and our footy club. So trying to get that balance right. Clearly, we haven't got it completely right, but there's really no reason why we can't get better. You know, we didn't come up here to lose every week. We come up here to win. And at the moment, we haven't delivered. So we're doing everything we can, and fundamentals will definitely be a part of it.
And how have you seen Tim Kelly's start as a West Coast Eagle?
Yeah, early days. Yeah, I think, you know, we've got to remember Tim's a... he's 25, so it's as much as we'd love to front up and deliver straight away, and our expectations are always pretty high with someone with his calibre. But it'll take a bit of time to get used to the midfield group, and, you know, it's fair to say that we haven't really fired a shot since we come back from our time off. So I think we've got to just give him a little bit of time to settle in and get a bit of reality of what's going on.
You went back to two ruckmen last week with the inclusion of Hickey. Was that a challenging selection, or was it just obvious because of the lack of or the impact when Nat Nui wasn't on the ground?
Yeah, I did find myself against Brisbane, you know, if we had a bad period, then Nick would come off and Oscar would go into the ruck, and it would be hard to get that momentum and field position. I mean, the current game at the moment, if you can't get the ball in your front half, yep, because it's so ballistic and teams are so... consistent with it, the way they defend, it is really quickly becoming a field position game if it wasn't already, and the ability to keep it in your front half is something we haven't been able to do. So someone like Nick, when you don't have him, you notice it. And we just thought Oscar wasn't quite equipped for the Brisbane game. We went with Hickey. I don't know if it worked or not. We didn't win the game. I thought we battled pretty well in the midfield. I don't think it was a supply from a clearance point of view that was the issue. It was an inability to keep it in our front half. So working through that, we're not settled. Definitely not settled. I'm still looking at pushing the right buttons to get us right.
Seems to me, Simo, and it's always very difficult because you appear as if you're not being able to release the ball out of your back line as much as normal, but it's hard to know whether that's because guys aren't taking the opportunities to and hitting the opportunities that are there, or whether the opposition, their gridlock is being so effective against you.
Yeah, look, it's one thing we did think on the weekend, that was in terms of the conditions and, you know, the talk of nighttime football in Queensland, and there was absolutely no excuses on the weekend. The conditions were perfect, and our inability to transition the ball was disappointing. But we just can't rely on back half ball movement, yeah. Jerry. We've got to be able to get some supply and then lock it in our front half. It's a pretty basic style of play, but you'd have to think every club has that same number one goal. So we're all part of that, and we're not doing it at the moment. So I don't think we're miles away. It might look like it. We're not giving up, and we're not turning up our toes. We need to fight our way through it. So doing it in this environment's a great challenge for us, and, you know, hopefully we can turn the corner this week. Jack, I think we're playing Sydney. Today we're playing Sydney.
That's right. Wait for further notice. We'll tell you from the head office. Jack Darling's been interesting. I mean, he's, for various periods of his career, he's been an unbelievable A grader, and yet he can go into these slumps. And on the weekend, yep, he was right in a slump.
He was, yeah. And I can't, you try and defend your players when you need to. And I think you've got to accept when some players are out of form. And I think Jack, he's been out of form, so he needs to work his way into it. I don't think our supply's been too pretty, to be honest. Yep. But, you know, I think we probably had under 40 inside 50s on the weekend. Really pleased with Josh Kennedy's game, and, you know, sort of, I think, proved to himself he's still got many good games in him. So that was pleasing. But, yeah, no doubt Jack was down on form, and, you know, individually we need to get some of our players right, because the last thing you want to be is a team that looks really good on paper.
And McGovern, it'll be right this week. Is that a certainty?
Well, it's not quite a certainty, Lee, but he did pull up a little bit sore from training on the captain's run last week. We thought he'd be okay. We didn't really want to start jabbing ankles, you know, this time of year. So we just thought we'd give him another week off. I haven't seen him train yet, but he's given me the thumbs up that he's right to go. But we'll see how he goes this week.
How much stick are us Victorians getting from up there, Simo? Lee tells us everywhere he goes, they're just kicking Vicks everywhere.
You're right what you said earlier, Jared. You can actually remove yourself from everything, including including obviously the football world, but the whole environment here. You can switch off, which sometimes can be really good. I have heard some murmurs about the plague that's taking place down south. But that's I'm sure everyone will work through it eventually. And to the AFL's credit, we're doing everything we can to keep the show on the road, and we're doing our bit up here.
And Adam, we're loving hearing from you. Even though you've been struggling on the field, it's great that we get to chat to you. And we all hope here on Sports Day that you turn it around starting this week. Good luck.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks for that.